question for you, and I'd love to get your opinions on this. Have you ever asked a family member or a friend, when are you having kids? You'd want to get a move on. Any sign of the pitter-patter of tiny feet? Well, if you've asked a friend any of these questions, you should stop and never do it again. Well, that's according to a listener by the name of Louise, who contacted our Facebook page last night with a very heartbreaking message about her situation. She's married 3 years and is fed up of people asking her and her husband when they are having babies. Because the truth is, and she hasn't told anyone about this, she has had 3 miscarriages. And every time people ask her about babies, it brings it all back and gets her very upset. Louise says that asking a couple, or a woman in particular, when or if she is planning a baby, is one of the most insensitive things you can say to anybody. Have a listen to this message, and I'd love to get your opinions on this, on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme, 0877 98 98 98. Lads, will you discuss this on the radio, please? I'm fed up of people asking me and my husband if and when we are starting a family. It happens every day. The truth is, since we were married 3 years ago, I have miscarried 3 times, and we have kept this between ourselves. Every time someone asks me if we're starting a family, I well up inside and my heart breaks. It's the most offensive thing you can say to a couple. Will you tell the public to be a bit more sensitive and never ask this question? And that's from a lady called Louise. And it is a sad story. So there's a couple who were married 3 years. And if we think about it, if you think about it, if I think about it, it's a question that you probably have asked. Couple are married a couple of years and you think it's your business, even if they're related to you or family, close friends, you think it's your business to say, well, when's the baby on the way? When are you starting your family? And this lady who's had 3 miscarriages, and for their own privacy, they haven't really discussed it with anybody. But she finds it very, very upsetting when she gets asked that question over and over again, it would appear. I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme on 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Can you understand why that would upset her? Do you think it is nobody's business, that she should never ask that question? And like I said, thinking about it, I probably have asked the question myself to people over the years. But maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe it was actually bang out of order for me to ask that question, because that person, unbeknownst to me, may be suffering inside because of it. Call us right now on 6797981. If you're somebody who, like this lady Louise, has been affected by this, I'd love to hear from you and find out how upsetting it is. This lady has had 3 miscarriages and has been asked several times, when are you starting your family? When are you starting your family? When are you starting your family? And she's finding it very, very hurtful. I'd love to hear from you. Lisa, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Lisa.
Hey.
What did you want to say on this, Lisa?
I'll just say, like, I understand completely where that woman is coming from. I'm the one that sent the message about the 11-year-old. I have an 11-year-old. I'm with my partner 13 years. And I recently got told, like, I have polycystic ovaries, that I find this very hard to conceive. And anytime I'm at family gatherings or anything, people are saying, oh, you should have another one, or when are you going to have another one? And I'm looking at them, like, deep down, like, I want to scream at them, but I'm trying to keep a straight face and telling them, like, just trying to change the subject, or if it happens, it happens. You know, trying to keep positive for them. But then, like, at the family gatherings, then after that conversation, I do be just not myself, and I just want to go home and stuff like that. So it's very hard to put on a straight face most of the time, like, because of it.
And you obviously don't feel like telling them the truth, do you?
Well, like, very close family know the truth, and then some families don't know the truth. So, like, because the way I see it, it's me and my partner's decision, and, like, my sister knows, my mother knows, like, everyone that's close to me, like, there's a lot of family members and friends that don't know. and you always bring it up, and it does be hard, like, even with the, you know,
and do you ever get angry? Do you ever feel like saying, mind your own business?
I have said that in the past, like, I have said that, like, just leave me alone and mind your own business and whatnot, and it has got me into arguments, but, so with that, like, I just try and change the subject now, like.
You see, yeah, like I said, it's something, if I'm being honest, I've done it myself. I have asked people, you know, when are we going to see the pitter-patter tiny feet, or, you know. I've done it myself
yeah. in the past, and I haven't realised, like, what I'm saying to someone, because I actually know somebody as well that's married, and she's been trying, and she's had miscarriages and everything, and help now, she's found that she's pregnant and all, and I'm like, do you know that way? Well, like, I've only because of my situation now I know, like, what the other end, the other side of it is, like, the person that you're asking, like, what they could be going through. And it's very hard as well when you see people putting up Facebook statuses joking that they're pregnant and they're not really pregnant. And it's just, like, people are so insecure, like, they don't realise, like, what they're doing to the other people that are trying to, like, conceive.
Yeah, I have to say, until I got that message last night from that lady Louise, it's something I'd never even thought about, to be quite honest with you, until she sent that message. And I'm looking at the amount of messages that are coming in to us from people saying the exact same thing, that they have experienced this themselves, they can't have children, or they're struggling to conceive. And they keep being asked, well, when, you know, when, or if you have a child, you know, when is little Johnny or little Mary going to have a little brother or sister?
Yeah, that's, like, as I said, my young, like, I have an 11-year-old, so I'm just like, why are you leaving us so long? Like, and I'm just like, oh, if it happens, that happens. You know, trying to put, like, that thing on it, like, it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Where your gut feeling is to say, mind your own business. I don't want to talk about it. This is, you're actually touching on a raw nerve here.
Yeah, and it's not even that. People have even said to, like, said to me, a child, like, you're 11 at the time, you should be a brother or sister, and then she's coming and saying it to me. And it's actually very hard to try to explain to an 11-year-old, like, as well, like, people may think it's easy and just go and get pregnant. I know there's people that just look at them and they're pregnant all the time and everything, but other people, like, you have to realise it's not so easy for them. So it is, like, it's a great subject to be talking about, because it's not stuff that people actually think about.
No, and, like I said, we got this message in last night, and I had never even thought about it until I read that lady's message last night, and it really made me go, oh shit, I've said that to loads of people.
Yeah, and then people are always saying to me, like, why are you waiting so long? And I'm like, it's not my decision, if you're not, and, like, I feel like just saying to them, like, if I had me way, I'd have another child, but just, you know, yourself.
Stay there for one second, Lisa. I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 989898. Let me read Louise's message again to you if you've just joined us, and it says, I'm fed up of people asking me and my husband if and when we are starting a family. It happens every day. The truth is, since we got married 3 years ago, I have miscarried 3 times, but we keep this between ourselves. Every time someone asks me if we're starting a family, I well up inside and my heart breaks. It's the most offensive thing you can say to a couple. Will you tell the public to be a bit more sensitive and never ask this question? And that's from a lady called Louise. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp us on 0877 989898. 0877 989898. If you've been affected in this way, I'd love to hear from you, because I think it's a conversation, like Lisa said, that we need to have. That we need to be a little bit more sensitive. And as she said, people are putting up jokes on Facebook, oh, I'm pregnant, and putting up pregnancy testing kits, and no truth to it at all, but think it's funny. It's not actually that funny when somebody is struggling in a way that you don't even realise. Anne-Marie, you're on 98FM. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi.
Tell me your story, Anne-Marie.
Well, I've been in the same situation. We've been trying for the past, same way, married 3 years. But I don't think people are intentionally trying to be insensitive. I think it's just the way it's just conversation, I suppose. People just ask you those questions.
I know, but it, when I think about it and when I read that lady's message, it's a very intrusive question, isn't it?
It is. It is. But it's, at the same time, it's a question that people would ask, I suppose family would ask or good friends would ask. It's not really something that you're going to talk about in the office with your workmates, really, unless you're a little bit closer to them.
Hmm. No, it is something that you tend only to ask family or friends. Like, there's a couple of people here in this office that have been married a couple of years, and I wouldn't, in a month of Sundays, ever ask, are you, you know, when are you planning a child?
Yeah, it's not something
you'd ask a work colleague.
No.
But it is something that we have a tendency to ask family and friends. And when you say you've been in this, you're married 3 years yourself.
Yeah.
Does it upset you when people ask?
I suppose it does. It does, as Louise said, that she wells up inside. But I don't genuinely think that people are asking that question to cause you concern or to cause you pain, because it's just a question that people ask, to be honest.
So what, you need to get over yourself?
I knew you were going to ask that. I'm not really, I wouldn't say that as that easily.
A lot of people believe, Anne-Marie, that it's just a totally inappropriate question to ever ask anybody. And what Louise is saying is that we need to think of people who may have had miscarriages, may be struggling to conceive, and find it very upsetting to be constantly asked, you know, when are you starting your family, or when is little Johnny going to have a little brother or sister?
Yeah, people can be insensitive. I'm kind of lucky, I suppose. I don't get it asked that often. So I haven't been in that situation so much, I suppose, because people, it's happening a lot more. Honestly, it's happening. It's always been happening. It's not until it actually happens to yourself do you kind of realise that, well, actually, do you know what, it's a bit more prominent these days than people actually, or always has been. It's just people don't talk about it as openly as I suppose people should, and that's when you kind of involve family a bit more and talk about it a bit more in general.
All right, let me read one of your messages that's just come in, and it says, I've been in exactly the same boat. After my first son, everyone kept asking me when I was going to give him a brother or sister. Then I had a miscarriage. It broke my heart. 25% of pregnancies end in miscarriage, says this person. It's not till it happens to you, though, that everyone tells you that it happened to them too. Let me go to Angela. You're on 98 FM. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you. What do you want to say?
I'm the same. Like, I think everyone knows, obviously, that I wouldn't say that you're offended or you're insulted. But what you need to do is you have to take people's situations into consideration. I'm the same. I can't have children, you know, and that happened 9 months after we got married. And it is very tough, especially in, you know, because when you get married, it's like the first thing they all know, that, especially with me, because I love kids, is that you want to have kids. So, like, even for a year or two afterwards, for some reason, people didn't know that, you know, my cancer was ovarian. And they're like, so are you going to try, you know, so is there anything? And you're just, like, the tears will come down my face.
Mm.
And, you know, as we all know, I suppose I'm a very open person. So the first thing I would say is, listen, the cancer was ovarian. I can't have kids because of it. And, like, then you feel awful because, you know, they feel awful. So I think that, yeah, it should be just, listen, when somebody gets pregnant, they'll get pregnant. Don't ask them, because you don't know. You don't know their situations. You don't know what's going on. There's people out there, you know, who are pregnant now and next week, like that poor lady, have a miscarriage.
Mm.
So I wouldn't be offended with someone or feel insulted. I just, you know.
And is it a case, though, Angela, that it needs to be somebody like you to understand how it's not an appropriate question to ask? You need to have gone through that experience. And like,
yeah,
I said, I'll put my hands up and I'll admit I have asked that question to people before.
Oh, I did before as well. I did. And like you, I put my hands up. I've been doing the exact same thing. But until you go through it and until you know what it, you know, what it feels like, you don't know. And like, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't say, you know, I take the, I'm not offended by it. I'm not insulted by it. I'm just upset by it because people don't know your situation. You know, I wouldn't go as far as saying, God, anyone who asks, like, how dare they? I wouldn't say that because people know what you want and people would wish the best for you. You know, and like, everyone knew that I wanted to have kids. But when this happened, then, you know, a lot of people didn't understand that I couldn't.
So you see, an awful lot of people think, and in fact, a message just came in a second ago, which was what this lady should do in the future if somebody asks again is say straight out, I've had 3 miscarriages, that's an awful question to ask me, and then never ask the question again.
No, I wouldn't do that, because whoever is asking, they're not doing it out of malice. They're not going to go, come on, get a move on. They want you to be happy. They want you to have kids. They want you to have a family. Otherwise, they wouldn't be asking.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Angela. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp the programme on 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Louise sent me this message. She says, I'm fed up of people asking me and my husband if and when we are starting a family. It happens every day. The truth is, since we married 3 years ago, I have miscarried 3 times and we have kept this between ourselves. Every time someone asks me if we are starting a family, I well up inside and my heart breaks. It's the most offensive thing you can say to a couple. Will you tell the public to be a bit more sensitive and never ask this question? And that's from a lady called Louise. Donna, I'm going to talk to you straight after the break. You think the solution for this lady is to just tell them the truth?
Well, I think it is. Yeah, I really do. In the easiest way possible. I mean, I have 2 friends, and one of them said to me point blank, "I just don't want children." And the other one said, "Well, it just never happened."
Adrian, why don't these people just get over themselves and just be upfront with people with regard to not being able to conceive a child? The snowflake generation is at it again, says John. John, what I've been hearing is, why don't people just mind their own business and stop asking insensitive questions? Let me do a very quick Dublin Talks text poll. And here's the question that I want to ask you. Is it offensive, in your opinion, to ask somebody when they're having a child? That's the question. Is it offensive to ask somebody when they're planning to have a child or when they're planning to have another child? Text the word yes or the word no to 0877 98 98 98. Our question again is it offensive to ask somebody when they are having a child? Text yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. I'd love to hear from you on this and find out whether or not that guy, John, who sent in a message a moment ago saying they need to get over themselves is right, or the heartbreaking story that's coming up in a couple of minutes is right. Text yes or no. Is it offensive to ask somebody when they're having a child or when they're having another child? Anne, you also believe that people are overreacting here.
I don't think they're overreacting, but I genuinely don't think people don't mean to offend you.
No, well, obviously you don't.
Yeah, they don't. It took me 12 years to get pregnant. Mm. And I'm talking over 30 years ago, Adrian, when everyone's having 4 and 5. Remember, everyone's having all the children. And I'm an only child, and my husband was from the big family, and everyone had children. But I've had comments from, I preferred to work, I preferred holidays, I preferred this. But I genuinely, I don't think people realise what they're saying. They don't mean it out of badness.
And was it that you were struggling to conceive?
Oh, I had all the tests. There's no reason. Would you believe? And I had 2 boys in the end. A year and a half between each other. When I went to the doctor, they thought, I don't mean to be tough on the change of life. I didn't realise that I was 38. And all those years, I had every test going, and so had my husband. It was just one of those things. And that's the truth.
Mm.
You know, it's just the way the cookie crumbles for you sometimes.
But did it bother you? It obviously didn't bother you then if people...
It did. The comment about preferring to have good holidays and live the good life, which I didn't live the good life, was normal. But you know the way you'd go away once a year? I was working full time and that. But no, some comments would. It depends too how you're feeling that day. But then I had never, thank God, I'd never was miscarried or anything like that. I just never got pregnant. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what it's just, but it is hurtful to some people. But I genuinely, I wouldn't like to think people meant it. They're just, you kind of say it flippantly. You don't think, sure you don't.
Like I said, I've asked the question myself, yeah. And it was only when I got that lady's message last night I thought to myself. In fact, I thought to myself about the couple that I most recently asked the question of.
Yeah.
A couple of months back. Jesus, I hope that's not there. I hope they're not the ones having this problem, that they've had three miscarriages. And for all I know, they could be.
And I think it's like everything too. It depends on the people asking it. People that are, you kind of know fairly well, like they say it kind of half joking because they know really you would like to have a child. Do you know what I mean? And they're hoping that you would, but it depends on the way it's said to you. But it's like all the comments, Adrian, like I know it's a different topic. I have two boys, I said. One young fella, a drink out of a bucket, and the other fella's not into drink at all. But I've had comments. He's had comments, Pat, he's an oddball, he's this, he's that. He's anything but, he's just not into drink. But people don't think that when they're passing judgment on him. Do you know that way? People just take it like you're
okay,
saying.
Okay, so your point on this is that people...
They're a bit judgmental. They're too quick to judge him.
No, but when it comes to asking questions like that, when are you having a child or when are you having another, or when are you giving little Johnny or Mary a brother or sister, you think they don't mean any harm by it?
I genuinely don't think they mean to be mean or harmful to you, no. And I've been in that boat, as I said, for 12 years.
But stay there for a second, because wait till you hear Marie's story, Anne. Hang on the line there for 1 second. Marie, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
Hello, Aidan.
Marie, you lost a one-year-old baby.
No, she was a year and 2 months.
A year and 2 months, okay. Tell me what people said to you at your baby daughter's funeral.
I had a little girl already and she was 3. And then I had Suzanne. And then I had people come up to me all the time at the funeral and they were saying to me, it's sad, but, like, you know, you have a little angel in heaven, isn't that so lucky? Like, you know, you're only a young couple, you just can have another one. It was, you know, I thought to myself, I just feel like killing somebody. I just couldn't handle it anymore. So after the funeral, I found it very hard to even go outside the door. You know, I didn't want people talking to me.
So at the funeral of your daughter, people were almost saying to you, actually, you can replace her.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I thought to myself. What the hell are they talking about? You know, did you think you're a dog or something? Do you know what I mean? Nothing can be replaced. No human being can be replaced. But I just found people totally heartless, you know what I mean? A lot of people. You know, you're young, lucky of an angel in heaven now. You know, you can have another one.
Well, actually, I'd prefer not to have an angel in heaven. I'd prefer to have my baby.
I would. I'd give my half my body away just to bring her back. It's just unbelievable what people come out with.
Anne was saying that people don't mean any harm by it, but you think it was just ridiculously insensitive.
Unbelievable. I really felt, I was standing at the church door looking at my baby's coffin getting put into the back of it, the whatever you call it.
The hearse, yeah.
I thought to myself, I feel like I'm just going to kill somebody. If one more person says it to me, you know, so... As I say, I just felt it very hard to deal with going out in public after the funeral and everything. But I still had people for a long time after saying the same thing.
So before you had even buried your daughter, your 1 year and 2 month old daughter, people were saying to you, actually, you'd be grand, you can have another one.
Yeah. Yeah. You have an angel in heaven. You're only young. You can have another one. You know, it's early days. You can have another one.
Now, Anne, you know, we can say people don't say, don't say things with bad intent. And I'm sure all those people didn't say that with bad intent, but it just shows you how hurtful it can be.
But that's totally insensitive. My God, I'm so sorry for that girl. Who in their right mind to say something like that to the church? Can't believe anyone would even think like that.
You know, it has lent me when I'm at a funeral.
God help you.
To say that. You know, when you walk up to people at a funeral, now I just shake their hand and, like, just... nonsense even, I'm sorry for your troubles. What kind of mean is even in that? I'd just say to them, look, I'd say a prayer for you and the person that's passed on.
How could you ever replace your baby? My friend has lost too. You can't replace it. And you'll never replace that baby. It's always in you, no matter what.
Well, that's it. People just say, how many did you have?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know?
You still include that.
If somebody doesn't count her in, I'll always say, no, there was one extra.
Yeah, exactly. It's your child forever.
Yeah, well, I have a picture awful. There under the television, you know, and at Easter they were counting the many children. You know, somebody had to visit me and they said, how many had you got? And one of the grandchildren was counting. And I said, no. I said, there was Suzanne as well.
Mm. Stay there for a second. Donna, you believe that you should just tell the truth if somebody asks a question like that?
Well, you're very hard to hear, but I do think, I know people really don't mean to be hurtful. I don't think they do. I think it's kind of natural that as soon as you get married, people think, ah, sure, it's time now that you have the baby.
Mm.
Maybe not in these now as much as it was a few years ago. But I had two friends, and I said it to one girl, and she said to me, quite honestly, she said, I don't want children, and I'm sick of people asking. So I never asked her again. And anybody who said it to me, I said, she doesn't want children. So they never asked her. And then there was another girl, and she said, I said to her, you know, God, you have the one, you know, have you ever thought of having another one? And she said, I have indeed, but it just never happened.
Hmm. Well, maybe that is the way to deal with it. And in fact, I've gotten a message here. Every question these days is offensive, says this lady. I've had four miscarriages. My last one was on December 9th. I found out yesterday I'm pregnant again. I tell people out straight. People aren't psychic, and having kids is the most natural thing in the world. They don't mean to upset you. The fact of the matter is, though, that some people do find it upsetting. One last call. Very quickly, Anne, you're on 98FM. Hi, Anne.
Not too bad.
Anne, what do you want to say?
Just that I don't think people are intentionally mean, but at the same time, me and my husband, we don't have children, we can't have children, and I would never ask anybody when they're starting a family or why they haven't added to it or anything else, because you don't know what is going on in their lives.
Okay, so what I've learned from this conversation is to think twice before you ask a question like that in future.
Absolutely. You just don't know what's happened in their life that they can't have children. Or maybe they don't want children and they're afraid to say it because you get jumped on the minute you say you don't want a child.
Mm.
But we're in the position where that I didn't want any and he can't have any.
But people asked anyway.
Oh, yeah. You know, and in fairness, I don't think most people aren't, you know, being mean about it. They're just, I suppose, nosy.
Being nosy. I think that's exactly what it is. All right, look, Anne, I'm really sorry to cut across you. I'm way out of time. Thanks very much indeed for your call, and thank you all of you for your calls. Like I said, we touched on a raw nerve with that one. And I think the lesson from that conversation is, unless you know the person extremely well, think twice before you ask a question like that. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks. We're out of here for today. Back with you again Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Barry Dunn is next.
Dublin Talks continues now on Facebook and Twitter. Contact the show 24 hours a day on 6797-981.